Close your eyes and take three deep, full breaths. Let your day fall away as you enter the sacred temple of your breath. Let the breaths be full, deep, and nourishing. Let yourself sink into the surface on which you reside. Feel yourself connected to the earth through your grounding cord. Feel the weight and support of gravity. And then notice in front of you your spirit guide. They've come to help you with this meditation. They take your hand and lead you down a path. The path is familiar and worn. There are trees on each side. And as you walk, you feel yourself becoming more deeply and fully yourself. Perhaps you feel your clothing begin to shift, your hair. Maybe the tools in your hands or at your waist also shift. Feel yourself becoming most fully and exquisitely yourself. As you walk, you see up ahead a stream. Your spirit guide leads you to this stream. You bend down and put your hands into the water. It's clear and cool, and you feel the worries of your day, your week, your month, your year, dissolving in this clear, cool water. And then you scoop up some of the water, you place it on your brow, in the back of your neck, in your heart center, to clear and purify these places. Then you place your feet into the clear, cool water. And as you stand in the water, you look down and you can see fish swimming, the water glinting off the water, and you close your eyes. And the water and the sun mingling and flickering begin to alter your consciousness. You feel yourself shifting into another place. Another time. And when you open your eyes, the landscape is entirely different. And your spirit guide is still at the edge of the water waiting for you. You know you've stepped deeply into the most healing landscape. Notice the birds, the trees, the plants, the rocks. Notice the way the sunlight hits the surfaces and glints. You follow your spirit guide down, down on the path. And you find that you are spiraling downward, going around and around a small hill. And at the bottom of the hill is an entrance. You stand at the entrance and you wait. You knock 3 times on the stone and then place your palm flat on the door. You feel the door gently creak open and the smell of cool damp earth meets you. There is something you are supposed to do here. Internally, you feel it. Perhaps there is an offering to leave at the threshold. Perhaps it's something that you need to state out loud. Give yourself a moment to notice and divine what it is you are to leave here at the threshold. And as you do this, you see down the way a light begin to flicker out of the darkness. And you know it is time to step across the threshold. Your spirit guide behind you and the light in front of you guiding you down deep. You feel the cool, humid air. You feel like you can take even deeper breaths as you move into the space. Something here helps you feel more alive. As you travel downward, the light glints off of giant crystals. It's hard to see the colors as your eyes adjust, but you know that they are there. You go down deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth. There is a quietude here that is unlike anything you've ever experienced. It is calming. You feel your nervous system dropping down deeply. Your pace slows and your breath deepens. The further down you go, the more you want to just reside and rest in this peaceful place. You have your spirit guide as your company, and that helps. You know there is no way to get lost or confused in this space. And as you travel, you begin to hear the dripping of water. The light begins to shine a little bit brighter from some unknown source. And finally, you come to a place where there is another tunnel for which you are to travel through. The light here is opalescent, tinged with purple. You head through the tunnel towards the light. As you emerge on the other side, at first the light is so bright after the dimness that it takes you a moment. And you find yourself standing in the middle of a vast cathedral of crystal. And in front of you is a deep, quiet pond. The water is crystal clear. You can see down into the depths, which seem to go on and on and on. And you look up, and you can't see a roof. There's no end to the light. And you realize that you're being illuminated by a light that comes from deep within the earth herself. Your spirit guide guides you to a place that it's been set up just for you. A comfortable place. Notice what is here, what is present. Notice the things that you imagine your spirit guide has conjured for your utmost comfort. And you lay in this place. You take some deep breaths. And you feel in your body the magnitude of the sacredness. And you lay down in this liquid crystal core at the center of the earth. There's something magical, spiritual here. It's unlike any experience you have ever had. There's a part of you that can just let go. And so you do. You just let go. Everything that you've been holding as a burden in your psychic, spiritual, or physical space can rest. You let it rest. And as you drift off into a half-wake, half-sleep space, there's a presence around you that you know is not just your spirit guide, although you feel them there as well. You feel this presence as a benevolent and loving being. And you realize this is the earth herself. You are in awe. There are no words for the feeling of this realization. And so you let yourself feel. And then you know that you are there to perform some reciprocal magic and healing. The earth is asking for your help, for healing work to be done here in the heart, the center of the earth. And this presence whispers to you in a language older than time that your body understands what you need. And what she needs, and what she needs help with. And you know that whatever she has requested, that you can do from this place from which you lay. So you perform the healing magic, knowing and wisely She has not asked anything of you that you are not capable of. You let it flow. You let it be present. You let it be. When it is finally time to shift, the presence of the Mother Earth herself comes and wraps herself around you once more. And she shows you the places inside that need healing. She shows you the places within your own heart that need a salve. She has medicine for you, for your heartbreak and heartache, for your grief, for your longing. She has the medicine for you, for anything that is moving in your heart that keeps you protected, for anything that keeps love out. She has exactly what you need. And you let her perform her healing and magic on you. There's something that comes into balance as this healing is performed. Perhaps there is a gift she gives you to remind you of your time. Perhaps it is more homework for you to do. Perhaps it's a sound, an animal, a stone, a crystal, something that helps to remind you as you enter the world on the surface of the earth once again, you will take this with you as a reminder. And now that you have healed and have done healing, there's a balance that must be brought to be. And your spirit guide and Mother Earth and you commune energies to send healing to any suffering beings on the planet. Any beings affected by fire, water, air, any of these things out of balance on the surface of the earth, any beings that have experienced any suffering. And you know that the gift that is given to these beings will help the planet herself and will help all beings on the planet. And notice if you are drawn in any particular direction or to any particular person. Or if you just feel your energy in the healing and balancing aspect that benefits all beings. And when this is complete, You feel a sense of balance and completion that is strong within you. There is no question. And you know that it is time to leave the sacred space and head back up to the surface of the earth. It's an almost instantaneous journey. As you feel the Earth Mother and your spirit guide guiding you back up, 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 up. But there's something in you that understands the space more fully. It has more access to it. And so it's as if the laws of gravity and time and space do not apply to you in this moment. And you find yourself once again on the threshold. As you step back out into the world, the bottom of the hill. And as you turn around to look back, the threshold is gone. It's just green plants, a bird chirping, crickets singing. And you follow the pathway back up, 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 up to the top of the hill, and then back to the place at the stream where you shifted realities. There's no need to purify at this point. There's something in you that feels more whole, more like you than ever, ever before. You step into the stream in gratitude, in joy. You let the water wash over you for the pure pleasure. And then when you know and feel it is time, you shift back into ordinary reality, finding your way back through the trees on the well-worn path, finding your way back exactly to your body in this moment in time. Your spirit guide assists you in this transition. With your wise self, your wisdom self, you know you have returned and that you can visit this place deep in the center of the earth at any time. Now that you know the way, and you know the way home. Take 3 deep, full breaths once again. Let yourself come more fully into your own body. And then let your eyes open and take in the magnificent and changed world around you.